This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They honored him a few weeks ago at the Timberwolves game against Houston. And people said, ooh, no, they weren't booing. It was poo for Pooh Richardson. He joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline as we talk Timberwolves basketball. What was it like for you? You've been back several times, but to be honored at halftime, Pooh, it was kind of fun to see you out there.
Oh, man, it was great to be there for sure, man. It bring back some really good memories. It was fun. I had a chance to catch up with some old friends and talk a little, man. It was really great. I love it.
Who was your favorite teammate that you played with in that first year?
Oh, man. I think I had a few. Doug West.
Yeah.
Which, because we came in together.
Yep. And, you're the second-round pick. You're the first-round pick. Yep.
And I enjoyed being around Tony Campbell, and I also enjoyed being around Sam Mitchell.
Yeah. So was Sam a leader on that team right away or not necessarily?
Well, not necessarily, but, you know, he worked his way into that because, you know, we had Tyrone Corbin as well, who was a veteran in the league, has some stints with the Phoenix Suns at the time. So he was pretty much the guy who kind of had more experience than everyone on the team.
Sidney Lowe was on that team, too. You were the first-round pick that people paid to see, as they say, but you two seemed to have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, Sid was really good. Sid, he's a coach that's wearing a jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's just a coach who wore a jersey. You know those guys who just, know the game inside out. But, may not have the athletic ability to do some things, but know the game. So that was it. He knew the game.
Did you think about going into coaching? You've done a lot of instruction and work with. Did you ever think about riding that NBA carousel as a coach?
No. I always like to deal with people. I don't think when you're coaching, you don't get a chance to deal with the fans hands-on. And as I've been looking at the NBA, the way it's structured now, you hardly have any fan participation or player participation with the fans. No interaction. I don't know if it's the new social media, phones, computers. I don't know what it is, but guys just don't take the time to indulge with the fans, and that's what I love. I'm more or less like a PR person. I love to be around the fans and talk about the organization and what. What's the upcoming plan and stuff like that, where people get a chance to kind of know you.
For sure. Pooh Richardson is our guest. Karl Anthony Towns scored 60 last night. You've watched this young man for a long time now. You've been out here. You've watched his games on TV. You've got to know him. What do you see? What's different about him this year than years past?
I just think that the leadership quality. The fact of the matter, he's taking on responsibility and accountability to go out and be the guy every night. He's not going to have 60 every night, but he will give you that effort trying to get that, you know, whatever he has to do to win. And that's one thing that, you know, that young man is special. And not only because he's a special basketball player, he's just a special kid. And he loves the game. He loves Minnesota. And he's just a good kid. I had a chance to really spend some time with him when I was there last time. And he really loves being there.
Well, you know, what is it, Pooh, where a guy, you know, he kind of hits a button like this year where he goes, okay, I've accepted the fact that I am the star of this team and I want the ball all the time. We'd seen that in spurts before, but never consistently like we have this year. What do you think, what clicked with him where it's like a realization that this team goes where I go? That it looks like he accepted that responsibility. What happens when a guy gets there? How does he get there?
Well, you normally get there with the trust of the organization, the trust of the coaching staff, and the trust of your teammates. When your teammates are saying, hey, you know, this is what we need from you. When the organization and the coaching staff say, this is what we need from you. If you don't do this, there's no way we can even have a chance to do what we're trying to accomplish. And normally that makes a guy work harder and also gives him that love, you know, that comfort level, that know that he got people around him that supports him on the good days and on the bad days. So you're going to have more good days than bad. And I think he's feeling that wave right now where he's honed in. The city engulfed him, put their arms around him. And I think that he feels the love, and he goes out every night proving it.
D'Angelo Russell's a point guard. You're a point guard, and he's been pretty good this year. He misses some games here and there, but he is pretty talented. Can you explain him to me? Some nights I'm going, I don't understand how he gets open when he doesn't look, you know, like he's all that quick or fast. But he finds ways that, and all of a sudden he's got open looks. Who is D'Angelo Russell, and how do you rank his game?
Oh, well, I love his game. I had the chance to watch him play in the early years in the AAU when he's playing against my son. He played
really? You remember that?
Team out of Florida. Yeah, he played for the team out of Florida called Each One Teach One, which I think Doc Rivers had something to do with that team a lot. Him and the kid, Joe Barry, was in the backcourt. First of all, I think he's a legitimate, 6'6", maybe?
Yeah, 6'5", see right around there, yeah.
Yeah, so he's about that. He also left-handed, what I thought that every time a left-hander has an ability to have an advantage because you don't see too many of them. And the fact that he's crafty around the basket. And he's just one of those guys where you say, you know, I'm going to give him the shot and put my hand up, then he just makes the shot.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, and then at the end of it, he has 20 points, 14 assists, and 8 rebounds. And you're like, wow, this guy like had a great game. And you just don't see it because it's just so – it's not loud. It's only loud when he goes on a 4, 5, 6 bucket score.
Yeah.
Makes it loud. But normally he picks and chooses. I think he do a great job at picking and choosing when to score and when to pass.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. He's not loud the way he does it, but he does it. Anthony Edwards, maybe for the first time this year, maybe last year some, he found that, you know, the NBA is a tough league when you're scouted and you can't just go to the basket when you want. Obviously he's a great player, but what adjustments does a kid like that have to make when he gets to that point where he goes, oh my God, they've figured some things out about me and I can't just go when I want to go?
Well, the key is always going to be the jump shot. I don't care what you do, who scouts you, and whoever does whatever. It doesn't matter. If you can shoot the ball from the three and two point to the mid-range with his athleticism, it's going to open up everything. Then the game's going to get way easier for him. So scouting, what makes special players, and he is one, and he has the potential to be an all-star. But what makes players is not you're being scouted against. You know, all the great players have been scouted against and still be able to go out and do what they're supposed to do or go out and have success being as the number one person being scouted, and you still get it done. One of the key things is you have to have fundamental strengths, and one of them is being able to shoot the basketball consistently, especially with his athleticism will allow him to get to the basket at will if he's able to hit that mid-range to three-point shot.
Do you think he can right now, or is he still a work in progress?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I don't think the confidence of shooting jump shots is something that, you know, you can get during the year, but you can get better at it. And we all watch Dwayne Wade do the same thing because he reminds me so much of Dwayne Wade. It's you watch guys get better at it as time go on because, you know, these athletes on this level is tremendous. And they're doing it at 6'10", 6'11".
That's right, they are. Now, you're out there in L.A., and the Lakers are in town here tomorrow. What the heck has happened with the Lakers? The names look the same, but the results don't. What are we seeing out there?
Well, based on watching and observing from afar, it looks like, you know, honestly, it looks like that the locker room has been lost by the coach.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that there's the effort is I would say at best minimum. I don't see the excitement about playing. You know, it just when you play this game, you got to play it with passion. You got to be excited about going out every night. You know, and that's one of the things I always had we had debates, me and a few friends who've been around this game, you know, when these guys start talking about load management, which I never understood that because I used to be in trouble for wanting to play too much.
Uh-huh.
I used to be in trouble because I didn't want to come out the game. I was called selfish and didn't want to, you know, whatever. I loved the game so much. I wanted to be out there every second I could because I'd have made sure I was in shape enough to play a full game, a full year, 82 games, and give me all the minutes that you can possibly give me. Now they have load management and all these other things, and I think it really takes the zest out of guys' hunger to go out there and play.
Yeah, they're almost thinking about it too much, aren't they?
I think so. I just think that, you know, but man, I look at this, man, you know, and I'm sure everybody has different opinions. I don't need load management when I'm at the peak of a profession that I always dreamed to be a part of.
Yeah.
I want every second, every minute that I can possibly receive.
Yeah, that's
just me, and I think the guys I've played against, they felt the same way.
Yeah. Now you obviously played for a lot of different coaches, including Musselman, but Billy McKinney was the general manager when you were here. The last time I saw, is he like a mayor somewhere out in Michigan or something?
I heard he was. I haven't talked to Billy in a while. I'm sure he's doing a great job, but you know that's something I wouldn't want. You know, to be a politician is tough, man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They say I have those skills, but I don't know about that.
But Billy, you know, he would have jumped right in. How are things in L.A. right now overall? Does it feel good? You know, we've kind of opened up a little bit here in Minnesota with the mask mandate and stuff. How does it feel in L.A. right now?
There's the mask mandate here has been lifted, but you know it's been lifted for a while. You know, different counties, we are broken down in different counties, and different counties have different rules. LA County a little bit more strict because you have more people. I live in the Palm Springs area, which is like the area of Bermuda Dunes, which is Riverside County, and we don't have much of a mandate because we have more space.
Sure.
Is more rural, is, you know, more golf courses and stuff like that, and you're not really in the city environment.
Yeah, how do they keep those courses so green in the desert?
Plenty of water, man.
They find it, huh?
Plenty of water, man.
Well, Pooh, we appreciate it very much. Good to see you when you were in town a couple of weeks ago, and I look forward to seeing you again, hopefully, maybe in the playoffs, huh?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on, and I've been, you know, talking to the organization, so I'm gonna be coming back out again, and you know, checking things out. Hopefully, I'll catch a summer training camp and whatever the guys play. I don't know if they're gonna play in this up in Vegas, or I think they have it in Utah still, or something like that. I don't know. I'm gonna check the guys out throughout the summer and you know, stick my head in there.
Sounds good. Hey, Pooh, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again soon, but thanks for giving us some time and insight.
Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate you guys, man. Go Wolves.
You bet. Pooh Richardson, always a fun visit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.